was just funny because I was talking to most of that. I said, yeah, we'll be able after 4:30 to get home. And I was like,
I know.
Yeah, we'll be there in like 10 minutes or I'm like, oh, fuck. Good thing it's close to my house. So.
That is nice. I know. I was talking to John, just dropped it on me last minute. He's like, hey, I'm gonna be busy. That's fine. I can take care of it. So, yeah, I just didn't know if this was the main spot. I'm glad it worked out. How did you hear about the order?
Just like on like the telegram. Or, I think I seen you guys maybe before fucking kind of. I'm not sure where I would have been, but yeah, basically just the other channels on telegram like that. Western Show, Western Show.
You love the Western Show?
I think you just shout you guys out, what, again, today or yesterday or something?
Sometime. I like that. There's a bunch of other guys on Telegram I like to follow. Who are some guys that you follow on Telegram besides the Western Show?
Fucking, whoever.
Okay, very
that's
good.
That's funny, I first saw his glasses, I was like, I don't know, that's funny.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Anybody else? I don't know, Nordic Resistance Movement, fucking, follow Nick Fuentes. I don't know how you guys feel about him, but yeah, follow him, follow Steve Franson. I don't know if you ever heard of him, he's kind of more like a philosophy, fucking parenting type guy.
I have not heard about that guy.
Steve Franson,
yeah. Yeah, he's a busy guy.
I don't know, he's kind of like sitting out, like, Nick, whatever, but, he's more into, like, family type stuff, and, like, psychology, and I think he does, like, therapy or something, it's, like, what he does for work, whatever, but, I don't know, it's kind of inside interesting stuff.
That's cool. I listen to, a little bit of Stephen Molyneux. I don't listen to him nearly as much as I used to before, but I know he's big into that stuff, he's into, like, parenting, how to be a better man, woman, business person, stuff like that. You ever listen to Molyneux?
Not really. I heard of him, I've seen him before, but
the bald Canadian guy. Yeah.
It's on you know, Benjamin.
Benjamin?
Oh, Benjamin?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's on like unauthorized.tv or because Stephen Molyneux is doing their like little website.
Yeah, there's another one, there's a couple of them out there. Do you follow any of these, subscribe to any of those, do you follow any of them? I'm on, who's one? Gavin McInnes has his own platform.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I subscribe to Unauthorized or whatever.
Unauthorized, there's Censor TV, that guy. Yeah, I follow those guys.
I used to listen to Gavin more, again, now he's behind the paywall mostly, right? I think about now it's like 45 minutes of the show. I definitely love
to I keep up with, not Gavin, but I pay for Devin Tracy. You know who that guy is? The Atheist Group. Atheism is Unstoppable. Anything like that? I don't know. He's behind the censor of that TV wall and quality stuff. I like that.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. How long have you been interested in this kind of. What I should say is. How long have you been interested in being an aspiring activist? Is it a new thing? An old thing?
Yeah,
history
I'm pretty new, I guess. No, I don't. Probably a couple months or so. It was basically, I started listening, or I not really, I found Tom through like a Western Show or whatever. Tom's cool. And I don't know, he's pretty fucking famous. He's just talking about, yeah, basically just join your little fucking like game, you know, get involved with somebody, do something, you know, fuck, do something. I don't know, he's pretty convincing, so.
What did he convince you of?
He basically is just, like he says, it's like every fucking American probably wants to be fucking, like, get involved with something. Like, otherwise, he leaves, you know, fucking leaves, he wants to do something. But yeah, I don't know, I'm kind of new on all that shit, like, past me for this type of thinking. I'd say probably like earlier this year I started doing that shit, so.
Yeah.
Pretty new to it. I mean, I'm willing to learn. But yeah.
Is it married?
Am I married? Yeah.
What does like-minded views?
Yeah. She doesn't really watch the shit that I watch. She watches more like people in type crowd, you know. industry where I can get shit, but I don't know if I necessarily want to be super into everything.
Sure. What are your thoughts on that?
What's that?
Well, I mean, you're married, you have a wife, you don't want your wife to watch what you watch, I guess.
Not that I really mind, it's just I don't know how important it is for you to be just following up.
Yeah, I understand. I know that, I understand that. Just curious what you think about that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's necessarily a bad thing, but it's just basically that with me, she just doesn't consume the same content and shit.
Yeah, I understand. Well, PF has a flyer and some stickers that says strong nation, strong, or strong families, strong nation. Yeah. Did you read the manifesto?
Yeah.
Very good. Are you familiar with any of the, the quotes on there? Can you quote anything? If there's not, like, this isn't a quiz.
You're talking like the quotes from like the historical guys or whatever, or just fucking?
Just anything. Is there anything that's, what I'm asking you, let me just lay it out there. What I'm asking you here is, what of the material that PF has put out sticks in your mind the most? What is something that you think PF your brain clicks on? If it's a quote, if it's an image, what is it?
I guess more of your videos and shit, honestly. Like, I was telling the dude the manifesto, it's like, I like it. It's a good piece of writing and everything, but it's just kind of vague to me at the end of the day. I mean, you know, it's...
I hear that a lot. I ask this for a reason.
I'd say more just like, going out and doing shit. The heights, fucking, I like the one that's like One Nation Against the Nation. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I just wanted to do something basically, and you guys kind of seem like the most fucking accessible.
Sure. I've run into interviewers exactly the same. You know, it's a very common thing. People are out there thinking the same thing. They go, I don't know what I need to do, but I've got to do something. And that is exactly where we are should be. So there are structures in place. Kind of one thing that PF leads toward, I'll tell you up front, we do not advocate for. Well, there's a lot of stuff we do advocate for and stuff we don't advocate for. Everything's in the guides. As long as you follow the guides, it should be fine. When it comes to placing promotional material, when it comes to what to say to people, what not to say to people involved in the org. See, you've never joined an organization before. You got guys in PF was my first one. We've got guys in multiple orgs. We've got guys.
Some people have like cross promotion.
I hear it. I hear that happens. Sure. Or we've got other friends too. I mean, I've got friends that I've met with the org and then they're no longer members, but they're still cool. That kind of thing happens. But more than anything, what do you, if you were going to run an organization, what would you advocate for? Let's say if you were us.
Right.
Yeah. What would you have?
I'd advocate for, I don't know. It's tough where to smart, you know, you kind of know where you want to end up, but it's tough to know, like, what message you put out to start. I guess at the end of the day, I want to get to a place where it's like America for Americans. I mean, I don't even necessarily see or like with a, I don't even necessarily see like getting rid of like everybody else. I basically think like only, you know, Americans like you and I are not all these other people that are like should vote and shit like that. And obviously we should have brought like fast. Welfare and shit, and speak other languages. They're just kind of here to do their own group or whatever. They're not really like Americans, aren't they? They think of themselves as fucking Americans. So, basically, yeah, just having fucking sovereignty, being like enfranchised again and not having to fucking play this, like, fucking racial head count voting type game that we're in, where it's basically like we're fucking playing the clock and, you know, they keep fucking stacking their side. We're obviously not anywhere near as fast. So.
Good answer.
I've never really been like freaked out by it, but scared of it or anything. But, you know, you just fucking have an open mind. You look at some shit on the internet. You just kind of get exposed secondhand to different stuff, and eventually just get there. And I mean, you know, you guys aren't really like fucking outside of reality or saying shit that's like, you know, you can't back up, so it just kind of only makes sense really. You have a mind, you basically get there eventually. Fuck, I've been all over, dude. Like I told, Jesse, whatever, in the online interview, I heard it for fucking Joe Stein in 2016, so, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm in a union, so, like, first getting into that, you know, you just kind of, it kind of just bombard you with, like, Democrat shit, and, you know, as far as, like, work goes, and, you know, they kind of sell you on, like, stopping right to work and all that crap. But,
you see that everywhere, too.
What's that, right to work?
No.
Just
left-wing stuff all over.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you're... You kind of almost have to seek out something else in a way. Yeah, like some people say it's basically like by default. If you're like a referee, you know, in today's society.
Here's a curveball for you. What is freedom?
What is freedom? Depends. I don't know. I guess we probably have different ideas. I'd say to me, freedom would be having a voice, being able to advocate for yourself, being able to provide for yourself, own property, I don't know, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. I always, whenever I do the interviews with John, John always gets me where he's like, you tell him too much, you're leaving him on, you're telling him this, that about it. Just let him answer his questions. But man, when I always ask that one, I always want to expand on it. Just know that the temptation is there. But yeah, I hear that a lot when I ask people about freedom.
I guess I could also say,
what is slavery then, or the other side of the coin? What does it mean to be enslaved?
Well, there's either like full-on slavery, or like you're literally, I don't know, being in prison, like a work fucking camp, or stuck out somewhere, and like you gotta work and you don't really get shit, you don't really have to say. Or there's slavery, you know, like probably a lot of people find themselves in now, like their own mental slavery, like you have like a fucking mortgage, like slavery due to like your own desires, basically, like you got a mortgage, you fucking borrowed all that money for that car, you know, you want all this crap that's pushed on you, and so you fucking take all those loans and then you gotta pay them back, and that's it, you got a job, and then, you know, maybe your job says, oh, you need to get this fucking shot. It's fucking weird, and, you know, you're trying to pay your bills and keep all your stuff going and keep up appearances or whatever, and so you just kind of go along, and, you know, in your mind, you think, yeah, if you really could quit your job if you wanted to, but you don't, you know, you have all these fucking pressure people and just fucking toe in the line, you know, some fucking things you have to do.
Yeah. What do you think about the shot?
What do I think about the shot? I'm all over the place, dude. Could be not that big of a deal. Could be pretty bad. I mean, it seems like, because now they're talking about like graphene oxide in it or whatever, and that's like fucking toxic. As far as intention and all that, maybe there's like some fucking random conspiracy, but as far as like individual people designing it or whatever, I think they have the best of intentions and they just fucking are brainwashed or don't know, whatever, you know, I don't know. But I certainly don't want to get it. Me and my wife, we were already like anti-vaxxers, you know, like before it came on, so it's just, so
crazy. I know what you mean, man. I know guys that were saying similar stuff like back when Obama was president. They're like, dude, sorry, keep the pen down, dude, you're going to get microchips coming up.
Yeah.
And vindicated now.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I mean, maybe, but it seems more like everybody's already fucking rich. I mean, everybody's fucking phone in their pocket. GPS track, you know, as far as who knows who's listening to your microphone or
true,
or whatever, so
true.
Basically already got you voluntarily.
They may have got us there, but the next step is going to be, this is just speculation, I think the next step is going to be you have to prove you're vaccinated to go anywhere, to do anything. Like, you want to get into the grocery store, show me your vax passport. Let's just say there's a huge surge in whatever variant is coming out next. Delta variant, Lingua variant, whatever. Lingua variant comes out, kills a bunch of people, the unvaccinated are blamed for this. Small businesses, local grocery stores have to close. So now the only place you can get groceries is gonna be Walmart. Walmart's a private company, and they're also a bunch of them. They can say, you know what? The only way you can get in here is if you show a vaccine card. You can get groceries now. So, who knows how it's going to turn out, but that's one scenario that is far more likely now than it's ever been before. I'm not saying that's the way it's going to go. That's one speculation.
Yeah, I mean, they were doing that with masks for a while. I don't know if you guys masks up to go in the stores, but fucking, I guess that's like kind of the only activism I've ever done is fucking anti-mask shit. Like, just rolling to Fred Meyer, just be like, oh, I got a medical exemption. Yeah, I can't wear that. Sorry, yeah. Just fucking cruise on through.
Nice.
Like, my wife, same way, she was fucking going there with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just smiling, having a good time, showing everybody in there, you know, if you want to take it off, go ahead.
Same thing, yeah. Whenever I see people in grocery stores and they don't have their mask on, I'm like, it's good to see your face, man. That's cool, man.
Well, now it's like fucking, it's almost like, you know, people are like vaccinated and stuff. So now it's almost like, you know, big vaccine weirdo is buying all this, so.
It's true.
It's not as clear now, but I know what you mean. Yeah, fucking when it was required ever.
Every time I'd see him, I'm like, it's good to see your face, up, man. Yeah. Who knows how, unless it was like there's something I'm like, put your mask on.
I guess it kind of helps in a way, you know, mask shit being normalized to use for a mask.
For this, right here, like right now, yeah.
Fucking sticker or whatever.
It is not worth it, though.
Yeah,
it is not worth it. But, I don't know, man, we live, you know the saying, you know, may you live in interesting times? You say that to people sometimes, you've heard that? We live,
maybe, yeah,
live in interesting times right now, yeah. Okay, so you consider yourself a pessimist or an optimist? Or as the Zoomers say, are you the white pill or the black pill?
I'd say more white pill.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it'll all work out in the end.
What is the best case scenario? Lay it out for me, idealist. Let me hear it. Let me hear it. What was it? 865593.
Yeah, fuck.
Something like that.
8995. Yeah.
Yeah. Give me your ideal.
If
it's best case scenario, what
you got? You know, having our own spot, basically. Having our own place, you know, like. Not that I necessarily think it's the most realistic option, but you guys probably heard that. Northwest fucking territory imperative, or something like that happened, you know, you got your own spot. I mean, that's it, you know, I feel like that's really one of the biggest problems. I don't necessarily see, genocide, you know, I don't see, at least not in my lifetime, or anytime soon, you know, fucking, like, let's fucking federal government going door to door, like, oh, like, you know, boom, you're fucking dead, you know, I don't necessarily see that, but I just see, like, you know, basically you become disenfranchised because you fucking, you just become such a fucking insignificant piece of the population that it's like, what does it fucking matter? If you've got 15-20% of the population, who the fuck cares what you want? Even if we're all united and on the same path, you know, all the fucking white liberals died off and said, like, no kids, and we're all on the same page one day because we see it's kind of like, I don't know. It's a tough spot at that point.
Nice. Let's go throw some stickers.
Ah.
Let's go throw some stickers.